Yeah, this is Mishnayis Masechta Sanhedrin. We're up to Perakei. The Mishnah says, Hoyoboitkin oison b'shevach hakiras. Ba'adim nefoshois, if two Adam comes to Bezdin, that Reuven killed somebody or that Reuven's chayv misa, Bezdin has to check out these Adim with shevach hakiras. We ask them seven type of hakiras questions. What are the seven hakiras? We ask him, b'ezer shvua, in which year of Yovel did it happen? In which Yovel, b'eze shana, which year of the Yovel did it happen, which year of Shemitah, b'eze chodesh, which month of the year, b'kama b'chodesh, how many days in the month was it, b'eze yom, which day of the week was it, and b'eze shor, what hour of the day was it, and the seventh one is, b'eze makom, where exactly did it take place, where did it happen that Reuven did the chet. Rabbi Yossi says no, all you have to ask is, B'eze yom, in which day did it happen? B'eze shor, what hour of the day? And B'eze mokum, what place? That's all. The other ones doesn't make a difference. We don't have to ask the other hakiras. Now, makirin atim oisai. We also ask the Edim, do you know the person that Reuven killed? Because we have to make sure he's not a goy. We want to say Reuven is chayv misa. So we ask him, do you know who he killed? And secondly, we ask the Edim, his reisim boy. Did you give Reuven a warning? Did you give him Asroah? Without Asroah, we did not kill. Let's say Reuven did a chet of Avodah Zorah. The two Edim are saying, we know that he did a chet of Avodah Zorah. So we ask the Edim, Esmi Ovad, which type of Avodah Zorah did he worship? Uvameh Ovad, how did he worship it? By Shchita, by Esvi, but we'll see, by Nesicha, we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Hamar Bebedikois, Harezeh Mishubach. The more the Bezin ask questions about Bedikos, the better off they are. In other words, more than just the regular Chakiris and Drishos, there's needed to be Marba Livdoik to ask him more questions. Now, Maisa once happened a case, Ubodak ben Zakai, ben Zakai means Reb Yechonah ben Zakai, v'yuktzei tenim. He asked the Edim, do you know about what happened by the fig tree, that you say Reuven did this chet, he killed somebody? So we ask him, do you know about the uksim? The uksim means like the stalks or the where the pears grow on the tree, the figs, the stems of it. Do you know how they were? Like even such small questions like this, he asked the Edim. Now the Mishnah explains, Uma ben chakiris lavadikos, what's the difference between the first type of questions, the place, the hour, and stam bedikos, stam to be bodik, if they know what they're talking about? The halacha is like this, chakiris, by the first seven questions, if one of the two Edim say, I do not know, the Edis is no good. These seven things they have to know. Bedikas, but by the Bedikas, the other questions, let's say one of them says, I do not know. Even if two of them say, I do not know, we do not know. Still the Edis is okay. If so, for what purpose do we have to have the Bedikas? Because the Locher is, Echad chakiris v'echad bedikas, whether they're chakiris or whether they're bedikas, the locher is bizman shemachishim ze, edusim b'teila. If they're contradicting one another, then the edus is bottle. So true, by bedikas, if they say they do not know, it's still kosher. But when they're contradicting one another, then it's bottle. Now the Mishnah says, Echad oima bishnayim b'chodesh. One eid says it happened on the seventh day, on the second day of the month. The second eight says, no, it happened on the third day of the month. So, Edus and Chiyamis, here we do not say it's a contradiction, but we say the Edus is Kayim. Why? Sheze Yodeya Biburu Shechodesh. One eight knew that the last month was a mole, therefore now it's only the second day of the Chodesh. Vizeh, the second eight, and Yodeya Biburu Shechodesh. He did not know that the last month was a mole. He thought it was a Chosar, so he thought today was the third day of the month. So, therefore, they're not really contradicting one another. What's going to be Echad Oima B'Shleisha? One eight says it was the third day of the month. The Echad Oima B'Chamisha. The second eight says no, it was the fifth day of the month. Then Edusim B'Teila. That's called a contradiction. You can't make mistakes in 2 days. Therefore, they're contradicting one another. The Edus is bottom. What about Echad Oima B'Shtei Shois? One says it happened the second hour of the day. It happened 8 o'clock. The Echad Oima B'Shalosh Shois. No, it happened 9 o'clock. Edusim Kiyemis. It's still called good Edus. They can make mistakes in 1 hour. What about Echad Oima B'Shalosh V'Echad Oima B'Chamish? One says it happened at 9 o'clock and one says it happened at 11 o'clock. Edusim B'Teila. That already is called a contradiction. The Tanakam holds they did not make a mistake in 2 hours and therefore the Edus is bottle. Rabbi Yehuda Eiman, no, Kayemis, the Eidus is still good. People make mistakes even in 2 hours. What's going to be though? Ech Reimel B'chomish. One Eid says it happened at 11 o'clock, the fifth hour of the day. The day starts at 6 o'clock, let's say. V'yech Reimel B'sheva. The second Eid says, no, it happened at 1 o'clock, the seventh hour of the day. Then they do some potato. And everybody agrees, here it's a good contradiction. Why? She B'chomish Chama B'mizuch. The fifth hour of the day, on 11 o'clock, the sun is still on the east side. V'v'sheva by 1 o'clock, Chama B'marav. The sun is in the west. So if so, they couldn't have made a mistake. Therefore, we say they're contradicting one another. Therefore, I do send his potato.
Yeah, now Mishneh Daled. After the Bezdin made the Jewish Rechakir, after the Bezdin checked out the first aid, then Machnis and Esashani, they brought in the second aid. They checked him out with Jewish Rechakirus, the same way that they did to the first one. If they found out that both Eidim are saying the truth, that there's no steerers and not contradicting, then Bezdin starts to have their din Torah, they start to argue back and forth, and they first start hearing people that will say that the Nidin is Potter. Now, Omer Echem and Eidim, let's say one of the Eidim come and say that Yesh di lamed olos chus, I have a reason to say why this Reuven should be Potter. We do not listen to him. Or else, Oyechad min ha-tamidim, one of the people sitting in front of Bezdin, come and say that Yesh til lamed olav chayva, I have reason to say why this Reuven should be chayiv misa, is mishaskan oisai. We keep them quiet, we do not listen to them. And the Gemara before, Naf Lamed Beis, learned out from Sukkim, this halacha, that a neidech is not able to say l'chayva, and if somebody else comes and says l'chayva, a neid cannot even say l'schus, and somebody else cannot say l'chayva. But what's going to be? Omer Echad min ha-tamidim, one of the tamidim say, Yesh li lalamid olav schus, I have a reason to say why this Reuven that's being tried should be potter. Is Malan Oisei, we bring this Talmud in, we bring him into the Bezdin, Umashivan Oisei b'neim, and they let him sit between the other Dayonim. And the Mishnah says, Floyhoyu Yerid Mishom, they did not go down from there, Kolayam Kulu the whole day, they let him stay there in the Bezdin. If he's saying really something good, Shem will listen to him. Even if he says, let's say the Nidin himself, Reuven himself says, I have reason to say why I'm Potter, why I'm not Chayv Misam, we'll give him a chance, we listen to him. There has to be something there in his words though. Mishneh, if Bezdin comes out to say that the person is Potter, Pitaru, we free him and he goes out. Let's say Bezdin does not find enough reason to say that he's Potter, and rather Bezdin wants to say that he's Chayif Misa, then the locher is Mavir and Dina Lamacha. We wait till tomorrow to give the final verdict. And Hoyim is Davgen Zuga Zugas. That day after Bezdin they went out and they thought it over together, they put two together, they thought it over. Did not eat too much that day, and Lohoyu Chaisin Yain did not drink wine Kolayim that whole day. But rather, the whole night they'd have to think over clearly into the psak to see if we're really given the right psak that is really chayiv misa or not. The next day, mashkimim, they woke up early, uboyim lebezdin, they came into Bezdin. Hamizakim, the one that said yesterday that I hold his potter, he says over again, ani mizaka, I said yesterday that he's potter, or mizaka nibim koimi, I'm still staying in my place. Even though anyway he cannot retract anymore, because once somebody said l'schus, he can't say l'chayva, but still there's such an Indian to make an account, to make a vote, to take another vote in Bezdin. The one that said chayiv yesterday, he says, ani mechayiv, I said chayiv yesterday, or mechayiv ani b'mekayimi, I'm still staying in my same place, I still hold that he's chayiv. Hamalamit chayiv hamalamit schus, somebody that yesterday said he's chayiv, has a right now to malamit schus, to change his mind and say no, he's potter. Somebody who's malamit schus on him, any yochol achzul malamit chayiv, he has no right to change over now to say a svara of the chayiv. Now, Toye Bedover, let's say one of the Dayanim say, I made a mistake or I forgot what I said. So, Shnei Sofer had the Yonim, the two Sofer, the two clerks there in the Bezdin, Maskiru Noisen. They would remind them, listen, we have the notes, we have their notes written down. So, Maskiru Noisen, they would remember him. The law is if they found the schus, if Bezdin came out that he's potter, so then patru, let's say he's free. The imlav, let's say they did not come out to find the schus for him, then we go and count to see exactly how much is here to say chayiv. So shnayim osim mezak, let's say 12 diorim say he's potter, the yachar osim chayovim, and 11 say that he's chayiv. So pshita zakai, we go bosa roiv to pat him, to free him, we say he's potter. What's going to be the opposite? Let's say shnei mosim chayovim, 12 of the dayonim say is chayiv, the yachad osim is zaken, and 11 say that he's potter. So you only have one more to say chayiv that is not enough to give a psak of chayiv. Or else another case, v'afilu achad osim is zaken, v'yachad osim chayovim, it's equal to 11 and 11. What happened to the 23rd one? V'yachrei men yodeya, one of the dayonim say, I do not know what to say, I do not know what the psak is. And the afilu bigger chiddush, afilu esrim mishnayim mezaken. Even if you have 22 saying Isaac is potter, or else oymach yovim, you have 22 saying is chayiv. But the echadim and yodeya, one of the yonim say, I do not know. So locher is right now we cannot give a psak. That since we do not have 23 by the psak by saying any yodeya, you like take yourself out of the psak. Therefore, we can't give a psak right now. So locher is yosifu had the yonim. We have to add on another two dayonim to this bezdin, and maybe now we'll have an answer, or we'll have 23 given the psak, or else we'll have two more one way than the other way. Now on kamam moisifin, how many do we add on? Shnayim shnayim. Every time we add two more dayonim, and not shim v'yechad up until 71. Like let's say even after we add on two more, still there's a machlekes. There's just one more chayva and one of the sat to say ptur. So you still only have one more to say chayiv, so then we have to add on another two, up until we come to 71. Now what's going to be shleishim v'shishim mezakin, 36 say that he's potter, u'shleishim v'chamishim mechayovim, and 35 say he's chayiv. So again, zakai, we say that he's potter. You have one more to say potter, we'll leave him by ptur. What's going to be though, shleishim v'shishim mechayovim? Yeah, once you added on, you came up to 71 dayonim. Now they took the vote, and you have 36 saying that the person is chayiv misa. U'shleishim v'chamishim mezaken, and you only have 35 saying that he's potter. So right now, we do not know what to do. We do not have enough to say chayiv, and we would not like to say ptur, since there is more that's saying chayiv. So what should we do? So Don and Elu k'neged Elu, we let them like keep on arguing or trying to convince one or the other. Until one of the dayonim, or at least two or three, that said chayiv, now they will change their mind to say ptur. So we'll have a roiv saying ptur. Therefore, come out, Bezdin gave a good psak. Bezdin gave a psak of ptur. Even though the Gemara says really otherwise, without a psak of chayiv, we would also say that he's potter. But then it would not look so nice for the Bezdin. It looks like the Bezdin cannot give a psak. Therefore, we would rather wait until Bezdin could give the psak. That's because of Adai, we have now Rove. We have now Rove. Same too. Now, Perek Shishi. Mishnah says, Nigmar Hadin. If the Bezdin finished making the psak din, and the Bezdin gave out the psak that is Chayiv Skila, so Moitzia Noisla Sakla, we take him like outside the city to give him the Skila. Now, Beis HaSkila, where is the Beis HaSkila where they throw him and stone him? Hoyechutz leBezdin. That was outside Bezdin. Shneema, the posting of Yikra says, Hoytzias Mekalo. We have to take the Mekalo outside the city. So Gemara really says, Mikra Din, it's outside Gimel Machnes. Just in the case where the Bezdin itself is also outside the city, then it has to be outside the Bezdin. Now, Echad Oymed Al Pesach Bezdin. One of the Dayonim stayed by the Pesach, by the doorway of the Bezdin. V'yasudorin v'yod, and he had a handkerchief, or he had something to wave in his hand with. V'yod mechad roichiv hasus rochiv imenu. There's another person on the horse, ready, that's far away from him, but he's still there, kadesh yirayayu. He could see the first one, the one standing outside the door, and he's all ready. Then in case they can tell him to go, to tell them to stop killing him, he'll be able to run fast on the sus. Now, let's say back in Bezdin, one of the yom say, Yesh li l'lamed alav schus, I have a reason to say why I should be potter. So then right away, haloi meinah pesadorim, they're dying outside, whoever's outside the door of Bezdin, right away fair starts to wave his handkerchief. Fi hasus, and the one that's on the horse, rot, starts to run fast, umamidoi, and tells the people to stop taking him to Beis Askila, but rather bring him back. Let's see if we could paskin l'schus. Even if the Nidun himself, the Reuven himself that they're going to take out to kill, he himself says, listen, I have a reason to say why I should be potter. Is machzir and I say, we return him right away. Even if it happens 4 or 5 times. But Obavad providing, sheyesh mamish b'dvarav, there has to be some substance to his words, like he has to really be saying good tainus. If we really find out that he has a schus, he's right, then puteru, we say he's potter from skila, that's it. V'yimlav, let's say we do not find a good reason to stop the skila, then yoytzil isoka, then we take him to go further over again to go to receive the skila. V'choruz yoytzil afonav, and they pronounced in front of him that ish ploini ben ploini, this man, the son of the father, yoytzil isot is going out to receive skila. Why? Al shavover avera ploini, because he did such an avera. Well, ploini, you ploini edov, these are the people that are as edim. And still we say, kol mi sheyedeya lo ischus, whoever knows a schus to try and free him yet, is yovav yilamed alof. Come fast, try and save him from his chiyuv askila. Now, Mishneh Beis, hayirochok mi beis askila. When they were on the way and coming close to the beis askila, and they're only keser amis, they're only 10 amis away from the beis askila, the people that were going with him would say to him, listen, his vada, say vidu, repent now. This is the way people that go to be killed, misvadin, they should have vidu, they should do tshuva now. Shekola misvadu, whoever does vidu, is yesh tachelik l'olam habo, he'll still have a chelik l'olam habo. Shekein metzinu b'yochan, this is the way we found by Ochan, shoma lo Yeshua, that Yeshua said to Ochan, b'ni simno kovod l'ashem l'kei Yisrael v'sein l'toida. Like b'ni, give respect to Hashem and give him toida, like be misvadin, do tshuva. For Gomer, and what does the pasuk say? Vayan Ochan es Yeshua v'yomer, Om no anochi chotosi l'Hashem al kai Yisrael v'chazois. That I did a chet, he taka did shuvi, he did vidui. For Gomer, uminayin shekipa lo vidui. How do we know that his vidui, his confession does something? How do we know it's mechapa forgives him? Shneim the pasuk says vayomer Yeshua me achartonu. Yarkocho Hashem b'yem azeh. That means hayom azeh atoch. Only today you are like black, not clean. But vi atoch elam abo, and elam abo you'll be clean because you have your kapor, because you're doing vidui. But let's say vi einu yodeh lesvadis. Let's say the person does not know how to say vidui. Oimim loy, we say to him, emor, just say like this. Tehe misosi kapor al kol avonoisai. My misa, my death, should be a forgiveness for all my averus. Reb Yehuda says, "Im hoye yodeya shu mizumam." If he knows, let's say that really the edim are false edim. Really, they should have been caught to be edim zevimin. Just the other edim didn't come yet. So really, like he's saying, I do not deserve to be killed. But still, he says, "Tehei misasi kapara kol avonosai chutz miyavin zeh." Like this means the fact that I'm being killed should be a forgiveness for all the sins that I did, but not for this sin, because really I did not do this sin. Amulah, the Chum said back, that's not a good way to say. Him came, if so, ye kol adam ayim kach. Any person that killed, will always say this. Like he'll look like he's really free, he's really a clean person. And that's not right, because if Bezdin Pasni is chayiv, most probably he really is chayiv. So it's not nice now, like people will start talking about that Bezdin made a wrong psak. Therefore, even if it's true that the person feels that way, we do not let him say it. As long as Bezdin right now is not mekabel the second edim to make the first one edim zimim, even though the Nerak thinks that that's what happened, we're not allowed to say it over, and we're meshaskinim if he says it. Yeah, Mishneh Gimel, hayirochok mibeis haskila arba amis, when they were 4 amis away from the beis haskila, so mafshita noisa, they would take off his clothing. Mavshita noisei esbgoda, they would take off the clothing from the person that's supposed to receive skila. Hoish, if he was a man, mechasa noisei milafonav, we would cover him a little bit in the front. Hoish, if she's a lady, milafonav miacharea, we would cover a little bit in the front and in the back, mishum tznias. Tiva Rebbe Yehuda, these are the words of Rebbe Yehuda. Vachomar nechomsei, hoish niskal orim, that a man is stone orim, But v'yein ish niskalas aruma, a lady they hold is not niskal aruma, she is with the clothing. The drush is only by a man and not by a lady. Yeah, Mishnah Dalad. Beis haskilu hoye gavoya shtei koimus. The beis haskilu, the house where they threw more from, was the height of two people, shtei koimus, two heights of a person. Echad min eidim, which was 6 amos tall. The echad min eidim, one of the eidim, doicha foya mosnov, used to push him on his hip, and he would like throw him off, he would fall down to the ground. Now nepach halibo, let's say he would fall down on the ground, that his lave would be onto the, facing the ground. So then hoif choya mosnov, then they would turn him upside down, that his hip should be facing the ground, and his heart is facing upwards. Now in Meizbo, if he died that way, Yotza, then Mekayim the mitzvah skilu with this alone. V'yimlav, let's say he did not die with this alone, then Hashreini, the second aid, Noitlo 7, he takes the stone, V'noisna libet, he puts it on his heart, he throws it on his heart. In Meizbo, if he dies with this one stone, Yotza, V'yimlav, if he does not die with this one stone, then Rigimosa b'chol Yisrael, the whole Klaius, or whoever is there, starts to stone him. Shenem, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Yad Eidim Tia Vaivari Shaina Laham Isai, for Yad Kolom Rach Raina. The Yad Kolom, they come later. Then the Mishnah says that Kol Haniskolim Nislin. Anybody that receives Skila, after that you have to hang him. Divi Rebbe Eliezer, these are the words of Rebbe Eliezer. Vachomam Nechom say no, Eina Nisla Ela Hamagadev, for your Oivdeid, for your Oivd Abad Zorah. Only somebody is Megadif that curses Hashem. That's this posik of the Salisa. And somebody's daima, a chet le daima to that, this chafe b'ikar, is a chet of avoid zoro. Only these two chatoim, after Bezdin kills him, is there a mitzvah taliyah to hang him. Now, who ish toilin oisoi ponov kalpayom. When they hang up a man, they hang up his face facing towards the people. The isha, if they hang up an isha, she's facing towards the ace. Her face is the opposite. The face is the opposite of the people. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. These are the words of Rabbi Eliezer. V'chomrim nechom say, ish nislo, v'yeinu ish nisleis. No, only a man. There's a chiv to be told him on these two chatoim. But on anisha is never nitla. We do not hang up anisha. The Gemara says, the dash in the psukim, for nislo isoi, or for nchet ish, it says a man and not anisha. Omul him Reb Lezer says back, no, V'aloi Shimon ben Shotach tola noshim b'yashkaloin. He gave skila to 80 ladies, and he had them hung. You see, even an isha is a bar taliyah. Omul they said back, Shmoinim noshim tola, the other mice was, he hung up 80. And the klal is, V'yein donin shnayim b'yem echad. Like you're not allowed to paskin two chivs misa on the same day. Bezdin can't paskin two on one day. So anyway, something is special here about this Maisa with Shimon ben Shotach. It had to be a special Haruah Shor. Since it's a special Haruah Shor, therefore the Lachar is, you cannot learn out from this. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzat Telenoisoi, what's this mitzvah Tliya? How do we hang up the person? Is after we gave him Skila now, Mishaken Es Akarabarts, we stick a piece of a beam into the ground, for Yoitzim Imenu, and there's a peg sticking out on top of it, and they tie up the two hands of the mace, one on top of another. They hang him. In other words, his hand is like hanging, his body is hanging. On a pole, we have Yesi, and Yesi says, Yesi says, no, the beam cannot be stuck into the ground, but it's only leaning against the wall. And we hang him up, the same way a butcher hangs up a piece of meat. But right after they hang him, right away they take him down. In other words, they're not supposed to hang him too long. Now, let's say they let him stay. They let him hang the whole night. They did not take him down to bury him. Is over all of Beloisa, said they're over alive. Shinema the Pasuk says, Loisola Nivelosa Yalates. Do not let the Nivela stay on the tree. But rather, Kikoba Tikbrena Biyamu, you should bury him that day. He killed last Elohim Toli, because the curse of Hashem is hanging. The Goyma. Kloima, what does it mean? Mifnei Mazet Toli, how come this person is hung? Mifnei Sheberach is Hashem, like everybody's going to talk, if they see him hanging, they're going to say, why was he hung? Because he cursed Hashem. And people will say, oh, for what he said. The Nimtza, come out, Shem Shemayim Mischal, Yerim Mischal, the Shem Shemayim. That's why we did not want him to be hung too long. The Omer Rabbi Meir Meir says, "V'shor she'odam mitztaye." When a person has pain in this world, Shechina mo haloshen emeris. What does the Shechina? How does Hashem feel about this? So he answers back, "Kivayochel." It's like Hashem Himself is talking and saying, "Kalani mereishi." My head is very heavy on me. I feel pains. The kalani mizroi. My hands are very heavy. But Hashem Himself has pain. So Mar says, "Imkain." If so, Hamokim mitztayir adomim shal rishoyim shenishpach. Hashem feels bad. Here, when Rishoyim was killed, his kal v'chaymir adomim shal tzadikim. For sure, Hashem will feel bad when tzadikim are killed. For loizu b'vad, not only here, elo kol hamelin es meisay over b'leisasei. Not only here by somebody who is niskal to bury him, but any time somebody is meis, there's a mitzvah to bury him that day and not to leave him over. If you leave him over, you're over the lav of loisolin. What's going to be though? Helinoi lechvoide. Let's say leave him over to give him covered, and those people can't come to levaya. You want to wait till tomorrow, or else lehovi leoren v'tachrichim. You want to wait until they bring him a coffin or they bring him the clothing. Ain't no over love. Then you're not over this lav. This lav is only like if you forget about him. You're not being oisik him. But if you're oisik with the mace, just it takes time till you can do it. You're not over the lav. Now lehoyu kaver noisai bekivras avoysef. A person that was killed through Bezdin, you're not allowed to bury him in a regular base of kvaros where his father is buried. El rather, shnei botei kvaros hoyim sukonim lebezdin. Bezdin had two separate base of kvaros set aside. Echad, one of them lenarogim lenechnokim, for people that have the mises kal of herig and chenig. V'yechad leniskalim lusrafim. A second special base of kvaros was set aside for the people that was niskal or burnt by Bezdin. That's a misa chamur. Now the last Mishnah says, Nis'achel ha-bosar, after the meat rots away, then malaktim es atzomas, then you can gather together his bones, and v'kayv v'noisibim kayman, then you're allowed to bury him in the place where he wanted to, in his father's basic forest, because now he has his kapara. Since he was mace, and his body was rotted away, he has his kapara. Now, after the whole thing was done, v'hakroivim boyim, the mishpacha comes to the dayonim v'sher l'mishloimim. They like say shalom aleichem, hadayonim u'vishloim ha'edim. They have to ask for the good of the edim. Kloim, what do they mean to say? Shem b'libeinu aleichem klum. We have no tainus. We have nothing against you. Like we understand shadin emes tantem that you did emes tekepsak. Flohoyim misablin. A second halacha now is that you're not sitshiva. The kravim are not oval over a person that was killed through Bezdin. Aval einanin, but a mitzvah's einanin that they have. Shein aninus ela b'leiv, because aninus is only in the heart. Therefore this they still have to do. We're up to Perek Shvi. Mishnah Aleph. Arba misos nimsru lebezdin. Bezdin has the right to give four different type of misos for the different type of averus, but the Torah says, skila. According to Chomin, the first one, the most Chomin de Kamisi is Skila, they stone you. Sreifa, second one is Sreifa, they burn you. We'll learn later on exactly how they do this. Hereg, they use the sword, they kill you. Vechenik, and they choke you. Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Seder is like this, Sreifa. The number one, the most Chomin de Kamisi is Sreifa, they burn you. Skila, then second is Skila. Then third is Chenik. He also argues on the Chachamim. The Chachamim say third is Hereg. And he says, no, Chenik is more Chachamim than Hereg. The Hereg, that's the fourth one. Now the difference is, let's say somebody is Chayiv two mitzvahs. He did two different type of an averus. For one aver, he deserves Sreifa. For the other aver, he deserves Skila. So it's a machlokes, the locher is, the more Chachamim the Gemisa, that's the one Bezdin gives him. So according to Chachamim, he would receive Skila, that's the more Chomadika one. According to Rabbi Shimon, he would deserve Sreifa, that's the more Chomad, that's the more stricter punishment. Now, Zu Mitzvah Saniskolim. This is the Mitzvah of Niskolim, like we learned about before, exactly how they give you Skila. Now, Mishnah Beis, it says, Mitzvah Sanisrofen. What's the Mitzvah? How does Bezdin give the punishment of Sreifa? It's considered a Mitzvah, the Bezdin has a Chiv to do it. So hoyo mishakin oisoi, they would like put his feet bezevel into manure into the ground, ad akavoisov up until his thighs, up until like his knees, in order to be able to sit down on the ground. Venoisnin suder, then they would put a suder, they would put like a cloth, kosher, a hard cloth, latoich haraka, in between a soft one, as the outside would be soft, the inside would be hard. For korach al tzavara, they would wrap this around his neck. Now, zeh moshech, one aid would pull it one way, etzlei, v'zeh moshech etzlei, and the second one, the second aid, would pull it towards him. In other words, they like a little bit start to strangle him. Ad shepaseach es piv, until he would open up his mouth. And the Gemara explains the reason why these two suddas, these two cloths, one is hard, that's the reason to open up his mouth, but we're afraid it may hurt him. See if we put a soft one around it. But the main thing is we want him to open up his mouth in order that we could pour down the hot lead. Now, omadlik es hapsila, they would light the wick, which the Gemara says really means a piece of lead, that they would melt down the lead, v'zork l'toch piv, and they would throw the hot lead down his throat. That's the mis of sreifa, that's the way they burn you. Not really burn your body, they would just throw down hot lead. So therefore the beginning of the Mishnah says they were meshakin oisai bezevel, they would like stick your feet into the ground, and in order that this lead, you would not move back and forth, and the lead should not fall upon the body, but rather just be able to go down the mouth. All right, a turnover. And then the Mishnah continues, v'yoredes l'toich meyef, this hot lead they threw down his mouth would go down into his kishkes inside. V'chemera says b'nei meyef, it would like burn up the inside of him. That's the way he would die. Rabbi Yehuda says, af hu emes biyodom. Rabbi Yehuda does not like the idea that first we like try and choke him in order to open up his mouth, because we have to be afraid if he dies then when they choke him. Like, in emes biyodom, if we would die at the time when they're choking him, lohoye mekayme by mitzvah sreifa, they would not be mekayme the mitzvah sreifa. So therefore, that's not a good eitzah to kill him that way. Ela rather, poischen es piv bitzvas. Rather, they would just open up his mouth with like a pliers. Shalei b'tavos, against his will. But we did not use this method of choking him. So therefore, it was not, therefore, you would not for sure kill him that way. Therefore, the mis would be through sreifa. Then also, madligas apsilo, they would light the wick of lead. For zork l'toich piv, throw down his mouth the hot lead. For your redness l'toich meyev, it will go down to his stomach, to the inside. For chemeras as b'nei meyev, it would burn up the inside, that's the way he would die. Now, Omer Rebbe Lozer ben Sotik, said that mice had once happened, bebas kohen nachas shezinsa, or bas kohen that had znus, she was married and she lived with another man. So loch rish is chayes sreifa. Now he saw the way Bezdin, how did Bezdin give her sreifa? For kifu chavile zmeris, they put around a chavilim of zmeris, stalks of twines of the vine, for safu, and they burnt her up that way. As it literally, they really burnt her up. On mula, the chum said back to Lozer and Tzadik, b'vnei shlohoye bezden shloisha shor boki, that bezden you saw, they were not pekim, they did not know the locha. And the Gemara says it was a bezden shol tzadukim, that they were not moided to Torah Shabbat Peh, but rather they only did the way the Torah actually says. So the Torah says v'sofroi, so they burnt her in fire. But that's what Torah says, that's not the way, locha, the way it's supposed to be. Now Mishnah Gimel. Mitzvahs hanerogim. How does Bezdin use the sayif, use the sword to kill somebody? Hoyomatizin es roishoi b'sayif. They would chop off his head with his sword. Kederach shamalchus oisa, the way a kingdom, the way a goyish king would do, a person would be standing up, and they would just chop off his head. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nivul is it. No, that's a disgusting thing. That's not nice to do to a Jew. But rather, Ella, what did they do? Ella manichen es roishe al asad. And they would put his head down on a board. V'koytet pakufis. They would take a chopper and chop off his head. Omru loitz, and Chom said back to him, listen, ein misa menevelos mizu. This is the worst type of a misa, disgusting to do. You act like you're cutting meat. But that's the machlokes, exactly how you do it. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda answers back and says, I know it's manuvel, but still the pasuk says of v'chukaseim loyselechu, they not let it go after and do things the way the goyim do it. Therefore, we can't kill a Jew the way the goyim kills a Jew. But the Chum say, no, the v'chukaseim loyselechu, that's to do what goyish things make up. But here the Torah says to use a cherif. So therefore, this is the way the Torah wants you to do it. So it does not change just because the goyim also do it. Then the Mishnah ends off that mitzvahs hanechnokim, how the mitzvah does Bezdin give strangle somebody? Hoyo mishakin noisai bezevel. They would stick his feet into zevel, into the manure, adakavoysov, until his knees. For noisnin sude kosh lotoich haraka, they would put a hard strap a hard material of thread, no, of cloth, into a softer one. The Kerechatz, or rather, would wrap it around his neck. Zem Moshech Etzlai, one aid would pull to him. Zem Moshech Etzlai, the second aid would pull towards him. Achenav Shayetz, until the person would die. Now, exactly why over here, by Nechnokim, that they have to put his feet into the Zevil, the Chura, here there's no reason, like by Sreifa, they were afraid maybe the hot lead would fall upon him. So Lech Mishnah wants to answer that true, but just since that the Misa of Chenig is a little bit like the Mitzvah Sreifa, so therefore the same way we do it by Sreifa, we do it by Chenig also. Here, Mishnah Dalet. Elu hein ha-niskolim. These are the Averis that Yechai is skilu for. Ha-bo alo ein, if somebody lives with his mother, v'yaleshes of, with his father's wife, even though she's not your mother, v'yal ha-kala, you live with your daughter-in-law, v'yal ha-zochor, you have mishke v'zoch, you live with another zochor, Yechai is skilu, v'yal ha-behemi, you live with an animal, Yechai is skilu, v'yu'isha ha-meviyas ha-behemi, or a lady that brings an animal upon her, also she and the animal are both chayiv skila. If somebody curses Hashem, if somebody worships Avodah Zarah, also is chayiv skila. Somebody that gives his child over to the melech, for this also is chayiv skila. And also, people do this type of kishuf. We'll see later on exactly what this is. Oivim Yedoni, Fiha Machalis, a Shabbos, somebody's Machalis Shabbos, Fiha Machalil, Oviv Yimai, somebody curses his father or his mother, Fiha Bo Al Nara Morosa, somebody lives with a Nara Morosa, she only had Erisin, even a Bas Yisrael, so the Boil is Chayiv, she, the Boil and the Nara Morosa, the both Chayiv Skilo. Fiha Mesis, you talk somebody else into worshipping Avodah Zarah, Fiha Mediach, or else you instigated the whole city to worship Avodah Zarah. V'yamachashif, Rosa Kishif also is chayiv or skila. O ben Sarah Mara. Now, habo aloeim, if someone lives with his mother, chayiv ole mishumeim or mishumei shesav. The Tanakhama holds, in the case where she's your mother, and she's also your father's wife, your father married her, not just down through an anusa, so you chayiv twice. The difference is, let's say you do it b'shegeg, you chayiv two chatois. Rabbi Yudah says no, ein chayiv ele mishumeim bovad. Yoni chayiv one chayiv chatis mishumeim. And the Gemara says, because he dash, and the pasuk says extra im chahi, to say that when she's your mother, yoni chayiv one chatis. Now, habu aleishis of, some Elizabeth with his father's wife, chayiv ole mishumeishis of, and mishumeishis ish, yechayiv twice. That when your father's alive, she's married to your father, so there's two averus, there's two chatoyas if you do it b'shoigig. Bein b'chayyavu, whether your father's still alive, that yechayiv twice. Bein liyacha misis of, even after your father dies, still, Yechayev, at least for one Avera, she's called Eshesav. Because once your father married her, even though your father dies, it's still a sasa to the son. Bein min Erison, bein min ha-Nesuyin. Whether your father only had Erison with her, or whether your father had Nesuyin, the disease of Eshesav. Ha-bu al-Kalosoi, somebody lives with his daughter-in-law. Chayev ole mishum Kalosoi, or mishum Eshesish. When she's married to your son, there are two chatoyes, if you do it b'shoigig. She's a married lady, she's also your daughter-in-law. Bein b'chayi b'noi, when your son's alive, bein liyacha misis b'noi, even after your son dies. Also, you have the sister of kalosoi. Bein min erosin, even if your son only made erosin. Bein min ha-nesuin, if your son also made nesuin. Now, habu ala zocher, if a man lives with another zocher, vi ala behemi, live with an animal, vi isha ha-neviya se-behema, or else a lady that brings an animal upon her. They're all chayiv skila. So the question is, the modem chot the true, the person or the lady did a chet, pehema mai chatos, what did the animal do wrong? How can we kill the animal also? El lefi shebos liyotam takola yoda. Since the animal was a cause for the person to do the chet, he was the takola, the stumbling block. For the person, that's why we stoned the animal also. The figure there for Omakos of the Postic says, Tisokel, you should stone the animal. Dovarach, another pshat is, Shloitei Abheim Averas Pashuk, that we don't want the animal later to walk through the streets. V'yoymu, people say, Zui Sheniska Ploini Ayodo, because of this animal, somebody receives skila. So it's called like a kloyin, it'll be a curse to the people, so therefore we do not want the animal to stay alive. Not because it brought a kolo, but because of a kloyin, it like embarrasses the other people. Mishnah Hei, Ha Megadev, if somebody curses Hashem, Ein chayv. When is he chayv? Skila at Yeforas Hashem. He has to speak out clearly that he's cursing Hashem. He says Hashem's name. Now, Om Rav Yishuv, Nimor says you have to curse Hashem with Hashem's name, like he cursed Hashem with his own name. Om Rav Yishuv and Korcha, b'chol yom, every day means every din terah about the Megadif. Donu nesayit demekinei. When they first asked the Eidim, what did you hear at the beginning, to see if they're telling the truth, we wouldn't hear the actual curse they heard. We would just say it in the nickname. So if they say, the person said, Yaka Yoisi Es Yoisi, that Yoisi cursed to hit Yoisi. We use a kinui of Yoisi, because Yoisi is also four letters, like Yud Kei Vav Kei. Nigmar Adin. Once Bezdin made a Gemara Adin, like Bezdin sees that the person is really Chayiv, he'll be Chayiv Skila. Now, Lehorgin Bekinui. Bezdin does not kill him, because he only heard the kinui yet. He didn't really hear that he cursed Hashem. Therefore, El Rava Moitzin Es Kol Adam. We take out everybody else. B'shas, we're going to ask these Adam now to really say exactly what they heard. We do not want extra people to hear it. We don't want to hear the people hear the way the curse of Hashem. Now, after we take out everybody else, just the Dayanim Adir, v'sherlin es ha-godl shabem, we ask the godl, of the oldest of the Edim, v'yomunloi, and they say to him, emor masha shemat beferish, let us hear exactly what did you hear this person say. V'yom, and he would say exactly what he heard, the exact curse. V'ha-dayonim oimdim araglayim, the Dayanim would get up and stand on their feet. V'kurin, they would rip the clothing. For Loi Machin, since they heard the Kill Hashem, they'd have to rip the clothing and they would not be allowed to sew it back anymore. For Yashen Yerman, then the second aid would say, Afani Kamo, I'm also like that. I also heard the same thing. For Yashlishi Yomer, Afani Kamo, and the third one would also say, I heard the same thing.
Yemishnah Vov, Ho'oivei to Avoidus Zorah. What are the Avoidus? If you worship Avoidus Zorah, that the Locher is Zichayiv Skilo, Se'echad ho'ived, whether you worship the Avoid Zorah, the Gemara says it's talking about, if you do a kederach, any normal manner of the way the Goyim worship their Avoid Zorah, if we worship it, we're also chayiv misa. But v'echad hazaveach, if you take a korban and you shecht it l'shem Avoid Zorah, or in front of the Avoid Zorah, you're chayiv, even though it's not the normal manner, that's not the way the Goyim worship their Avoid Zorah. V'echad ha'maktir, whether you burn keteris of psamim in front of an Avoid Zorah, V'yechad ha-manasich, whether you pour wine or whether you pour the blood, yechayiv. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim that even though it's not a derech to worship their avoid deserve that way, but since these are the avoid desapnim, therefore we're chayiv if we do it in front of an avoid deserve, l'shem avoid deserve. And v'yechad ha-mishtachaveh, if you bow down to any avoid deserve, yechayiv misa, even though also it's not a derech to worship that way. But other type of avoidus, yoni chayiv, if that's the derech, the way the goyim worship their avoid zorah. V'yechad ha-makavli olav lo-lehai, somebody accepts upon himself, it should be a god for him, he's chayiv misa, he's chayiv skila. V'yoyim eloy, if somebody says, Eliyato, like this getchka, this idol is his god, avol, v'dat yichayiv skila. Avol ha-magafef, if somebody goes and hugs the idol, v'yamanashik, you kiss it, v'yamachabed, you like polish it. You polish it. V'yam merabet, you clean it. Merabet, that's like spilling water on the floor to keep the dust down. V'hamarchet, so you wash around there. Hasoch, you anoint it. Hamalvish, you clothe it. V'hamana, you put shoes on it. These things only over belays to say you're over lav, but you're not chayiv misa for these types of an avoida unless it's a derech to worship it that way. Ha-noider b'shmoy, if you make a neder in the name of an Avoid Zorah, v'amakayim b'shmoy, or you make a shvu in the name of an Avoid Zorah, is over b'leisa say, you're over lav, for this is not chayiv misa. Ha-poyir atzma l'baal por, somebody worships the Avoid Zorah of a baal por, the way the goyim do it, that they, ha-poyir means they open their backside up, and they make in front of the Avoid Zorah, zui avidosoy, that's the avoida, and since that's the derech for the goyim to do it that way, therefore yechayiv misa. And the same thing, hazerik evin l'makulius, if a Jew would throw stones at this avoida zorah makulius, is zui avidosoi. That's the derech, the way the goyim worship it. For that also, you be chayiv misa.
Yemishne zayin hanoisin mizara l'moilach. The father gives over his son to moilach. In such a case, Eina Chayiv is only Chayiv Skilo, Ad Sheyimsa L'Moilach, he has to give it over to the Galochim, to
to the one that's in charge by the Moloch, and the Avabesh, and until the Galach himself takes his son and makes him walk through the fire. That's this avoid of Moloch. The Gemara to Machlokes, where the Moloch is an avoid the Zor or not, or also just a chayk that the Goyim did, that the Torah says the chayiv skila. But it has to be both. You gave your son over to the Galach, and that he took him through the fire. Now, Mosal Moloch, let's say you gave your son over to the Galachim, but Lehever Beish, they did not make him walk through the fire, or else Hever Beish, they made him walk through the fire, but Vlei Mosal Moloch, you did not give him over to the Galachim of Moloch. In both these two cases, Ein Chayiv, you're not Chayiv Skilo. Ad Sheyimsal Moloch V'Yaver Beish, until you give over your son to Moloch, and give it over to the Galachim there, and they take your son and walk through him, the walk of his son through the fire. Bal oiv, what's the chiv misa of a bal oiv? Ze pitoim, a type of a kishuf, magicious. What does that mean? Hamadabe mishechiv. He like talks through his armpits. He has mesim come up, and he talks. He has them talking through his armpits. V'yedoni, what's called yedoni? Ze hamadabe bepiv. He has like a bone of a chaya called oiv, called yedoni, and it talks through his mouth. He puts them in his mouth and it talks. Somebody does these two things, he's chayiv skila. Either one of them is chayiv skila for. People that come and ask questions from the Baloid, from the Bal Yedoni, Piazara, they're only overlap for them, they're not chayiv misa. Mishneches, Hamachalalas Shabbos, so somebody's Machalal Shabbos, so Bedover Shechayev Mazdoin, the chorus with one of the Lamates Molochis. That bemazed Yichayev. That bemazed Yichayev Skil, Yichayev Chorus, without Hasro, without Hasro. V'asher Gosa Chatas. Therefore, we do b'shoygeg Yichayev Korban Chatas. Mashenkin, there are certain things that's the like by Tchumim that you're not as doing a chorus, and you would not be Chayev Chatas. Hamakalal over the Yimai. Somebody curses his parents. Ein Yichayev, you're not Chayev Misa. At Yichalalim b'shem. Till you curse them by using Hashem's name. Kilam b'kinui, let's say you do not use Hashem's name, only kinui, or other name, of Elohim, or Tzavokai, or Shakai, Rabbi Meir, Mechayiv, Rabbi Meir says, still Yechayiv Nisa, V'chom poit, V'chom say, no, you potter, you only Chayiv, if you use the Shem Hashem, and the Shem HaMyuchid, and not a kinuyim. Now Mishneh Tes, Ha'bo'al Nara HaMerosa, somebody lives with a Nara, that's Merosa, that's Erosin, before she has Nesuyin, is Eino Chayiv, your own, that we had before, Yechayiv Skila, your only Yechayiv Skila at Chetay Nara, unless the girl is still a Nara, that means she's only 12 to 12 and a half years old. Pesula, she has to be, she did not have any Bia yet, she never lived with a man yet. And Murosa, she's only as Erisin and not Nesuyin. And also, Vibeve Sevilla, she has to still be in her father's house. Lafuki, if her father sent the roof with the shliach already to her husband's house. Bo aleho shnayim, what's going to be if two people come to live with this Nara Marosa, and they both live with her shalei kedarka, that really she's still a psula? Still our Mishnah holds that her Rishon b'skila, the first man, he's chayiv skila, but v'yasheni b'chenik, the second man already is only chayiv chenik, because our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe holds even a bia shalei kedarka, makes her into a basula, into a bula. So after the first bia, she's called a bula, therefore the second one is only chayiv chenik. Mishneh Yud. Hamesis, if somebody goes to talk other people into worshipping Avodah Zarah, that we say he's chayiv misa. Sam Mishneh says zehedit. This is a hedit. And Raman Yama says it means lafukei a novi. He's only a hedit. And Hamesis says a hedit. He's only talking of private people into worshipping Avodah Zarah, lafuki if he talks the whole city, or rabbim into doing it. In this case, he's chayiv skila. Now, omaloi, let's say this person says that yesh yira, there's an idol, the mokim pleni, in this place, come and worship him. Kach achelos, this is what he eats. Kach shosa, this is what he drinks. Kach metiva, this is the good that he does to people that worship him. Kach maria, this is the bad that he does if you do not worship him. So that's called a mesis. For this, that person is chayiv misa. Now the chiddush by a mesis is even without hasro, even though he's not warned, and also the Mishnah says kol chayiv misa shabatayra. Usually, when somebody does a chet that is chayiv misa, ein machmina malayim. We do not try like to hide edim to see to catch him that he's doing the chet to have him killed. Chutz mizu, excluding here, by Yemesis, there's this inyan to try and have him killed. So he even hired Edim to catch him. Omar Lishnayim, let's say this Mesis talks to two people and tells them, I want you to come and worship Avodah Zarah. Fehein Edim, these two people could become Edim against him. And Mevi'in Oysa Lebezdim Usaklan Oysoi, these two people that he spoke to, these two people become the Edim, and they could bring him to Bezdim and have him killed because of these two Edim. Even though they were not warned, they did not warn him first. Omar Liyechad, let's say the Mesis only says to one person, Sehu Aymer, the one person is only an Edechad, he can't be an Edim here. Sehu Aymer, he says to the Mesis, listen, Yeshti Chaverim, I have friends, Reitzim Mekach, maybe you want to talk them also into worshipping Avodah Zarah. And our intentions are that he should say it over in front of two people, and then we'll have Edim to kill him. So it depends. Im Hoye Orum, if the Mesis, this person himself, was smart, he's afraid to talk in front of two people, like he's afraid maybe they'll become Edim to have him killed in Bezdin. So therefore, the locher is, Edim Achuri Hageder. You have a right to hide two Edim behind the fence. Now, this person that the Mesis spoke to already, he'll come back to the Mesis and says, listen, Emma, just say over, tell me again, what did you tell me privately? Follow Emeloi, and now the person will say back to the Mesis, and tell it to me. And now we say back to the Mesis, listen, how could we listen to you and worship an idol? How could we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone? We should go instead and worship to wood and stones. So that's what we tell the Mesis. Now, if he says, really, you're right, I'll do tshuva. Hareza Mutta, very good. We won't have him killed. He's doing tshuva. But if the Mesis says back, listen, this is our obligation. It's good for us to worship the idol. So then if he says this and the two Edim behind the fence heard him, these two Edim that were hiding behind the fence, they come now and take him to Bezdin, and they have him stoned. Hoimer, if somebody, this Mesis, tells other people, listen, Avoid, I'm going to go and worship. Or else he says, Elech v'Avoid, I will go and worship. Nelech, let's go and worship. Rels azabeyach, I will shecht a korban for the Avodah Zarah. Elech v'Azabeyach, I will go and shecht. Nelech, let's go and azabeyach and shecht. Rels aktir, I will burn makteris to the Avodah Zarah. Elech, I will go v'yaktir and burn. Nelech, let us go v'naktir. Because even though he's not going to do it right now, till he goes or till other people go with him, that's also called the Kabbalah of Avodah Zarah. He's chayif on this. That's also considered the lashon of a mesis that he's chayif. Now, what about anaseich? He says he'll pour the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah. Elech v'anaseich, I will go and pour the wine. Nelech, let's go and anaseich and pour the wine. Ishtachav, I will bow down. Elech, I will go v'ishtachav and to bow down. Nelech, let us go v'nishtachavim. All these cases is called the mesis, that is chayiv skila for any one of these lashonis that he says. Now hamediach, what's called the mediach that we have in the Mishnah before is also chayiv skila. Ze'oimah, that's the person that says, Nelech v'navad avodah zarah, let us go. Now he says it to a rabbin. It's not just time to a yochid, but he says it to a rabbin. That's the Anshi Yirani Dachas. A person that makes the people worship the avodah zarah and the Anshi Yirani Dachas, he talks them into doing it. That's called the Mediach that the Mishnah says he's chayiv skila. Now Mishnah Yud Aleph, HaMechashev, that's a witch that does witchcraft. And the Pasuk says, Mechashev Oloi Sechaya. So the Mishnah, and we dash in, it means that he's chayiv skila. So Mishnah says, HaOyse Mai Sechayiv. HaMechashev, that's chayiv skila, is only if he does an action. He has to do a Maisa. Then he's chayiv a Misa. But v'loya oiches esvanayim, not just I'm a witch that does things that catches the eye, that to us it looks like he's doing things, but really he's not. He's not doing any davar mesuyim. That's not called. Then he's not chayiv misa. We have Yakiva Raimi Mishum Yeshua. Shnayim loitim kishum. Could be two people that are loitim cutting off cucumbers. Ayidei witchcraft. Echad loiket potter, one that does it is potter from Misa. V'echad loiket chayiv, the other one that hasn't done is chayiv Misa. What does that mean? Hoise maisa chayiv. The one that does it through an action is chayiv Misa. Ha'oiches esanayim, the one that just catches the eye, potter, he's potter from Isa. Ve'nechnayim, the Rambam learns, it's potter abel osa, it's osa to do it. Yeah. It's potter, you're not chayiv misa, but I'll call upon him, it's osa midiraisa to do this. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.